Braves and Dodgers and Chavez Ravine. L.A. trying to snap a mini two-game slide. They'll send Rich Hill to the mound, taking on Julio Teheran of the Braves. Pick it up in the first. Corey Seager facing Teheran.
Here's a 3-2 to Seager. A fly ball to center field. That's well hit. N.C. Art is going to give up on it, and for good reason. What a shot by Corey Seager. His 16th home run of the year. Now 15 rows back in slight right center field into the pavilion. And the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Here's the 0-1. Utley with a fly ball deep down the right field line. He's on its way, and it is gone. A home run. Into the Brave bullpen. Utley's 6th home run of the year. And the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead. From Teheran. Grounded slowly up the third base line. This is going to be trouble throw to the plate. Grandal is safe as the throw kicks off the glove of Flowers. Now going down to second base is Puig. Ahead first line, he's safe. About a 10-foot RBI base hit.
Taylor corks a fly ball to deep right center field. Chris Taylor is out of this world. And he just keeps on living this dream. Two-run game in the eighth, two on with two out. And Taylor lashes one into right center field. Sit down Kenley Jansen. Get warm Brandon Morrow. Chris Taylor has a two-run triple.
Dodgers win 6-2 the final. They snap their mini two-game losing skid. Chris Taylor with a big impact off the bench. He finished the night 2-for-2 with 3 RBIs. Rich Hill gets the win, striking out 8 over 6 1/3 solid innings. A big night for Chris Taylor coming off the bench, collecting 2 hits and 3 RBIs in the Dodgers win over the Braves. Here's Taylor after the game.
I think it's something I actually learned coming in last year. You know, last year I really struggled off the bench. I think I was like 0 for my first 15 and you know, some of the veteran guys just told me, hey, just relax and focus on putting a good AB together. Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
This offense has been pretty quiet the last few nights. You have 2 losses in a row, something you guys are not used to. You've been winning so much. What do you think happened at the plate for you guys tonight?
I don't know. You know, we really haven't focused on the last 2 games. We cleared it, and, you know, they played really good baseball the first 2 games. They knew we were going to have to answer here tonight, and Rich did a great job on the mound and came up with some clutch hits.
Yeah, how much do you appreciate a guy like Rich Hill? It's been such a tough season for him. He's battled so hard, and now 6 quality starts from him.
Yeah, we always had confidence all along, you know. He's been battling with that blister, and then, you know, he didn't start off the way he wanted to, but we have full confidence in him now. He's been great for us.
How important is it for you guys to not lose this series and to go in tomorrow with Kershaw on the mound having some confidence?
Yeah, you always want to get a win when Kershaw's on the mound. And, you know, that's right where we want to be, going into the last game of the series with our ace on the hill. And, you know, we're playing great ball right now, so hopefully we can keep it up.
Nice work by you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts after the win.
The focus and knowing, you know, you're on a 2-game skid, and he wanted to be the stopper. You could see it. The minute he walked into the clubhouse and had that focus, like he always does. But, you know, when you can run Kershaw, Hill, Wood out there, you know, you like your chances. And today, Rich wasn't as efficient as I think he would like. And I think that even in that last start, same thing. So the effectiveness, good efficiency, maybe could be better. But as far as pitch quality, very good. He's a spark. And we talk about it. We talk about how many good players we have and how many guys have really contributed to what we're doing. But, you know, I guess not so much under the radar now. Chris adds that spark and the quality of the bats and, you know, the metrics in the outfield, what he's done. He continues to get really better and you know, I almost want to say elite, really, at the plays that he's made. So to come off the bench, a huge homer and to hit a triple to clear the bases and now to give Kenley another day, these are things that, you know, perpetuate winning and keep us in good spots. You know what, I think that it's one of those things where young players who get an opportunity and take advantage of it, But again, like Cody, Chris, not getting too far ahead of themselves. And I think that if you look at Chris, there was a skid there about a month ago where he wasn't getting hits, and it was starting to go south a little bit as far as results. But for him to keep grinding and stay consistent with his at-bat quality, the hits started coming again. And, you know, for him to have that perspective on not getting too far ahead or chasing hits, just trying to play good baseball and help us win, I think as a result, you know, you're seeing good things. It's one of those things where until you've done it, you really don't know what you have. And so where's his floor? We don't know. What's his ceiling? And so I think to just try to stay away from where you project him or what you expect, I think that each night he's trying to help us win a baseball game. And I think that the sum, that's what our guys do. So I can't sit here right now and say what his ceiling is or his floor. Yeah, I was at home in the Bahamas at 37. So I was retired. So for Chase to be hitting homers against a quality starter in Tehran. And, I mean, this guy is so focused. I mean, the way he prepares for each game, and he's in tremendous shape. So, yeah, I'm surprised. I really am. But I think that if there's a person in that clubhouse, which we have a lot of them, that you wouldn't bet against, Chase is towards the top of the list.
The Dodgers can finish this four-game series on level ground at 2-2 when they send Clayton Kershaw to the mound on Sunday.